says Amri, Ukmuhu de Komukim Hosam. People will say, Rashi Kolemer, Ein Adova Nikol Oshein Pasha Shkolim. People won't think you're reading something special now, Lekovet Pasha Shkolim. El Asavi, people think, Lein Mestayim Pasha Shvata Tetzavat Kan. People think you just didn't finish reading. As you saw it out of the Tzavah. And if for some reason Shri just kept on going, he didn't stop. He forgot to stop. He missed the stopping mark. But it's not Nikas so clear that you're reading now something special from Pasha Shkolim. So this is not a good answer. To read the whole Sedrik, he got to the Tzavah, and then just continue on into Kisisa. Ilaram Rabbi, Rabbi says like this. Kori Shisha Mavayata Tzavah Ad Viyasisa. Fakir. In the first six Aliyahs, as the one that gets Shishi, he goes straight into Chisisa, up until Aviyosisa. V'chad, Tony v'kor, Mechisisa, Aviyosisa. And the one that gets Shri, he repeats himself a second time from the beginning of Chisisa, up until Aviyosisa. Then it's Nikka Kloy doing something for Pasha Shashkolim. He can't stand say the guy went straight ahead, because Shishi already, he finished the Sedra, and he went into Chisisa. So he really goes to Chisisa twice, this Shabbos. When Pasha Shkolim comes out, Pasha Zata Tetzava. So by Chamishi, he finishes the whole Sedra Ata Tetzava. Shishi gets the Pasha Kisisa up until other Sisa. And Shvi repeats himself again, Nachamol, the same tree over again. Kisisa till the end. So comes out, you're reading Kisisa twice. So everybody's going to ask you, what are you doing reading it twice? Everybody knows, of course, today the Shabbos is Pasha Shkolim. Next, we have a kasha on this. Chaliyos the Pasha Hasmukhalo. Let's say Pasha Shkolim comes out the Pasha Sedra right before Kisisa. Beimel Afner, like here, it came out right before. Beimel Achra, when it comes out the Shabbos afterwards. Is Kore Noisa, we read the Pasha. Vekoifle Noisa, and we repeat it twice. Pasha means we read all the Kisisa twice. So Vishleimel Abaya Nicha, according to Abaya, it's very good. That was Abaya's Eitza. That the one that got Shishi went straight through into Kisisa already, and the one that got Shiri repeats himself over again, Kisisa. It's as good as Bryce, and it says, Koifa Naisa. You come out, you read Kisisa twice. El, the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Kasha. He says, no, up until Shishi, by Shishi, you finish the Sedra, and Shiri gets Kisisa, but you only get Kisisa once. So here the Bryce says, Koifa, we read it twice. The Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, so he answers himself. Ula Abaya Minich, even according to you, Abaya is a good. Teinach lefoneho. You only said a good eitz if it comes out before. If Pasha Shkolim comes out after the Tzavah. Liachrech in Mishkachas lo, what's when it comes out the Pasha afterwards? Then you don't have your chedr. You don't have to come down to Kudei. You don't have to read then your sedra of Kisisa over again twice. Because everybody knows when we go back now to Shri and read Kisisa something special. Ela Mayas lechumeima, what do you have to answer? It's even according to you, Abaya. If Pasha Shkolim comes out this Pasha, the Shabbos, after Kisisa, so then for sure you don't have to read over Kisisa twice. Like everybody realizes what you're doing. If after now, and when you hold the by Pekudi already, you're going back to read Kisisa, everybody knows what you're doing. So even according to Abai, it's also Shredder's Braisa. What's this Lashon of Koiflom? Why do you have to repeat it twice? Elo, what do you have to say? Elo, Mayas Lachumemer. How do you have to learn Shan the Braisa? Koiflom b'Shabbosos. It just means in two Shabbosim, one after another, you're reading Kisisa twice. That's all it means. In other words, last Shabbos was Kisisa, and this Shabbos also, even though we're reading the next Pasha, when it comes to the Shri, we're reading over again Kisisa. It's Achinami, so Yitzchak Nafcha said, that's Pshat Ami. Even when Pasha Shkolim comes out before, not the Tetzavim, Koifle, you know what Koifle means? This Shabbos is. It just means this Shabbos now for Pasha Shkolim, we're reading Kisisa once. And it comes next Shabbos that the actual Sedra is Kisisa, who reads it over again twice. So it just comes out, Kaifla means this Shabbos and next Shabbos, each Shabbos we're reading over Kisisa. That's what Kaifla means. So then it's no kasha on the Yisra Nafka. Avad on the Pashas or Shkolim, you only read Kisisa once, not like Abaya. And Kaifla means that we read Kisisa this Shabbos, and we read it again next Shabbos also.
What's the kasha all together? You can see the Talmud. Kasha should read from the same type of Torah.
Yeah.
So we had before you take
it. Yeah. What's going to be when Pasha Shkolim comes out Mamashan Kisis itself? Not before, not after, but on the Pasha of Kisisa, that's when Pasha Shkolim comes out. is Amrav Yitzchak Navcha. Kari Shisa Min V'yosisad V'yakil. It's not cool to be a V'yakil comes this year. So you read six aliyahs as you start, not from Risha, not from the beginning of the Sedrum, you start from V'yosisa. You first start, the first aliyah is from V'yosisa onwards, until the end of the Pasha. V'chad Kari M'chisisad V'yosisa. And then Shvi goes backwards. It will leave the first said, the first up until the beginning of Kisisa, up until the Yosisa, we'll leave that for Shvi. So now we're reading the Mafreya. We start from the Yosisa onwards first, and then for Shvi, we come back to the first Aliyah. Then people know something's going on here, for sure. So they know that it's, there's something special for Pasha Shkol. Maskevlo Abaya. Hashta Amrila Mafreya the Kori, no, it's no good. Smash Lashon Hashta, people will say. Mash Megan, there's no Heker. As people say, some the guy made a mistake. Nobody realized it until the end of the Sedra that he missed from beginning till Shani he missed. So they're telling him, no, you got to go back. That's what they'll think. They wouldn't know Klor. It's Materas Pasha Shkolim. They'll think some he made a mistake. This was Mashal Loshin. I'm going to afraid you the Klor. People some say he made a mistake. He's reading backwards now. Ezra Rabbi, Rabbi says like this. Klori Shisa Ad Vayakil. No. The first six Aliyah starts from the beginning of Kisisa straight through the whole Pasha. And by Shvi you repeat yourself over again. So here it's Chloe Hekel, what are you repeating yourself over again for? Elamah, because today is Pasha Shkolim. Tanik Avosu Dabaya. That's what Levi would do. Tanik Avosu Dabaya. Chal Liyois Bechisis Atzma, Kori Noisa Vekoif Loisa. You read it twice, and you start from the beginning of the Pasha till the end, up until Shishi, and then for Shvi, you give out again, you repeat yourself over again, as from the beginning of Kisisa. If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes down in the middle of the week, then we make Pasha Shkolim the Shabbos before that. Itma, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shachalias Be'er Shabbos. What's going to be if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes down Be'er Shabbos? What do we do now? Rav Omer Magdimen. Still, you make Pasha Shkolim the Shabbos before. Ushmul Omer Le'achra. No, since it's so close, it came out on Friday, Rosh Chodesh, we have a right to make it next Shabbos. The next day, Shabbos, we make Pasha Shkolim. Rav Omer Magdimen, Rav says you have to do it before. The Imken, because if not, Batzul Hu Yom Shachonis. You're going to make the Yom Shachonis a day earlier. Because the Yom Shachonis we had before comes out on Tesvov, which is 2 weeks. After 2 weeks into Adar, that's when the Shachonis come out. So Rashi says, Tim came the Machwin Botsul Shachonis, Mishnesha Bots, the Armina Liel, Mishum Shachonis, Hutsuchulesha Bemedinom, Betesvov. The Shachonis, the people that exchanged the money, sat down outside in Yushlayim on Tesvov Biyadim. Is Magdim of the current Rosh Chodesh, therefore we read 2 weeks in advance on Rosh Chodesh, she had Darshan Shtesha Botsul of Mayim, that should have a drush at least 2 weeks in advance to know that to get ready with your money, Machta Shekel. Kam Shimming Amil. Vim Tiachar Adla Mokhras, Rosh Chodesh, if you're first going to read Pasha Shkolim, now Rosh Chodesh came out on Friday, so you're first going to read a day's Adar on Shabbos, Ein Kan Agdom Eshtei Shabbosos. You're not going to have 2 weeks in advance before Tezvav the Adar when the Shkolim start to come out. So therefore, since you have to read it a good 2 weeks in advance, you have to make sure to read it before Rosh Chodesh and not you can't wait to day's Chodesh. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Machre, no, you're allowed to make Shabbos Shkolim on days Adar. Omeloch, Soif Chameser, when does Tezvav the Adar come out? The Mali Shabbat that comes out on Friday anyway is Mikli. O Shachonis Lenafki Ad Chad B'Shabbos. In such a year, such a time, that Tezvav comes out on Friday, anyway they don't open up the stores on Friday. They don't start down to open up the Master Shekel to exchange the money on Friday. So anywhere they're going to wait till Sunday, so therefore you can afford to read the Kriya on Day Zadar, because there will be a good 2 weeks and one day before they open up on Sunday. Hilkach Miachron. Therefore we make Rosh Chodesh, we make the Shabbos Eshkolim on Day Zadar. Tanan, not like this. Chal Yis Petrich HaShabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar comes down in the middle of the week, Magdimim L'Shover. We make Shabbos Eshkolim the Shabbos before. Or Masikim L'Shabbos Acheres, and we make one Shabbos in between a break. Until the following Shabbos will be Pasha Zohar. Is my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean Afilu Bera Shabbos, even when Rosh Chodesh comes down on Erev Shabbos, still you make Shabbos Shkolim the Shabbos before? Loi, Atayim B'Toycha Shabbos Davka. Only in the middle of the week do we make it before. But now in the middle of the week we don't make it. Toshima, Ezehi Shabbos Mishoina.
What's the first Shabbos? Kol shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar liyah b'toichai. When Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in it. V'yafilu b'er Shabbos. My love, afilu b'er Shabbos dum yid b'toichai. That it means Eros Shabbos is the same way like it comes down the middle of the week. Ma toichai, just when Chodesh Adar comes down the middle of the week. Ma dimim, we make Shabbos shchol in the Shabbos before. As Eros Shabbos magdimim, the same way when Chodesh Adar comes down Eros Shabbos, also we should be magdimim Shabbos shchol before. Or ma shmuel no, bo. Here it's different. Here it means bo. You make Shabbos shkolim the day's Adar right after Rosh Chodesh. V'chein tonu the Beis Shmuel. Bo, you make Shabbos shkolim on day's Adar the second day after Friday. The market tanoi. We'll have some machlokes tanoim. Mesagel le Shabbos divrei Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. You skip around the Shabbosim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi shita. V'shim ben Elazar v'ena ein mesagel. You don't skip around Shabbosim. Omer v'shim ben Elazar. When do I say you don't skip around Shabbosim? Bizman Shechalias Bera Shabbos. When it came out on Erev Shabbos. Al Bizman Shechalias Batecha Shabbos, Maktim Vekurim Mishabbos Shavra. Apa Pishu Shvat. So you'll note that when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes down in the middle of the week, then I make Shabbos Kolim the Shabbos before. Even though it's the middle of Chodesh Shvat, still I make that Shabbos a Shabbos Kolim, and then Mesagel, then I have to skip a Shabbos till I get the Shabbos Zohar. It just means that Ein Mesagel means in the case that Chodesh Adar comes out on Friday. When it comes out on Friday, when do I make Shabbos Shkolim? The Shabbos after, Beis Adar. If that's Shabbos, the Shabbos Shkolim, then there's no Mesagel, then I don't skip around. But then the next Shabbos is Pasha Zohar. But then the Mishnah said, Bishniya Zohar. On the second Shabbos after Pasha Shkolim, we have Pasha Sazohar. We have. Itma. Purim Shechal Lias Bera Shabbos. What's going to be when Purim Yudalid of Adar comes out on Friday? Rav Lama Magdimim Pashi Zocha. We read Pashi Zocha the Shabbos before. O Shmuel Lama Meyachrin. Shmuel says no. You read Pashi Zocha after Purim on Shabbos. Rav Lama Magdimim. Rav says we read Pashi Zocha the Shabbos before. Ki Echid Lo Tikto Masil Eschira. That we should not make Purim before we have the Eschira, the remembering of it. Like the Indian of Amalek, Haman was from Amalek. So first we have to have a Schira remembering Mechias Amalek. We have to have Pasha Zohar. And then we have the Asiyah, the Mitzvahs of Purim. Well, Shmuel Omer Le'achron, and Shmuel says, no, you could first make Shabbos Zohar, the Shabbos after Purim. Omeloch, Kivon Diyikim Ukofin, the Avdi B'chameser, since there are people that live in a city that has a wall around it, like Yerushalayim, that they make first Purim on Tezvav, and that Shabbos, is Asiyah Schira Bahadi Adodi Kasim. That's enough, that's called the Asiyah and the Schira come together. Even though we live in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, and we're going to make Purim on Yudalit, how can we read Pasha Zacha first tomorrow? Teretz says tomorrow Shabbos has Shaychis to Purim also. Because there are some cities that first make Purim tomorrow. So that's enough to say that the Asiyah and the Schira Bahadi Adodi, Friday and Shabbos have one to do with the other. Tonight, we went like this. Bishniya Zohar. Says the Mishnah, the second Shabbos, that comes out, that Shabbos Zohar. For ki mikli Rosh Yarcha b'Shabbos, mikli Purim b'Erev Shabbos. Whenever Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, then Purim always comes out on Erev Shabbos. Oktani Bishniya Zohar, so clearly the second week is Zohar. So to Rai, you read it before Purim then. Because we're talking about now, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, so we say we read Pasha Shkolim then? It says clearly the next Shabbos is Pasha Zohar. So it's the Araya Klaw that when Purim comes out on Friday, we still read Pasha Zohar the Shabbos before, and not the next day on Shabbos. Amar Rav Papa, so Papa answers himself, my Shania, you know what Shania means? It means Shania Lav Soka. It just means it's the second Shabbos that we're going to have the Parshias. Benach Nami, the Hefsa, the Shabbos in between. Just after the break, the next Shabbos, the next Pasha is going to be Pasha Zohar. Rashi, like Shniel Asok Chloima, Lava Reisha Koy, Yela Sefer Koy, Tony, Chalias Batecha Shabbos Magdim L'Shavu, Masikim L'Shabbos Abo. Yela Kol Yom V'Shabbos Shal Acher, Asok Koren Zocher. It's going back to the Sefer. When you have Asok, you have a break. The Shabbos after the break, that's when we read Shabbos Apasha Zocher. So there's not a proof what will be when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos. Toshima, Ezu Shabbos Shniya. What's called the second Shabbos that we read Pashas Zocher?
Kol shechal purim liyos betoichli. Any Shabbos that Purim comes out that week, v'yafilu b'er Shabbos, even erev Shabbos, so pashas mashmi, read pashas zocha before, the Shabbos before. As long as Purim comes out during that week, even on Friday. My love, erev Shabbos, dumi betoichli. That erev Shabbos has the same halacha like it comes out in the middle of the week. Ma toicha, just like when Purim comes out in the middle of the week, the din is makdimin, we make Shabbos zocha, pashas zocha, the Shabbos before. Is af erev Shabbos makdimin. The same halacha should be when Purim comes out on erev Shabbos, also we should make Pasha Zohar the Shabbos before. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says no bo, there's no raya. Bo means no. On erev Shabbos we make it Rashi. Bo means b'yoyim Shabbos atzma. Karna Pasha boy b'yoyim. Vafilu chal b'erev Shabbos esmer. Kilu chal Shabbos shalomach avaynu kishmuel. That still we say bo, you read Pasha Zohar that Shabbos after Purim. V'chein tonu d'vei Shmuel. Bo, that we read Pasha Zohar that Shabbos after Purim. Chal liyos the Shabbos atzma. What's going to be if Purim comes out on Shabbos itself? Amar Rav Huna, that the Rehako lein makdimim. According to everybody, you don't read Pasha Zohar before, but we first read Pasha Zohar on that Shabbos. Because when Purim comes out on Shabbos, we make Purim, then you dalit, the Tesvot, the next day. Shrash Tivakalim, the Kurim Zohar Shabbar, to Ash Talav Kodna Sila Sila. No, it's the same machloikis. If you do it before or not. And if manam omer v'chibar abba, omer rabbi abba, omer rav, purim shechal liyos b'shabbos. When purim comes out on Shabbos, maktim v'kurim b'shabbos shovra zocher. That when is pasha zocher, we read it the Shabbos before. Right. The shlish is paraduma. The third week we have the third pasha is pasha's paraduma. Tana rabbonim. Ezuhi Shabbos Shlishis. What's called the third Shabbos to read Pashas Paraduma? Kol Shas Muchal Purim. Meyachreya. The Shabbos right after Purim, that's called Paraduma, Pashas Parum. Itma, Rabbi Choma Bar Rabbi Chanina. Omar, Shabbos Has Muchal Rashchodesh Nisan. No, it's not totally in the Shabbos after Purim. It's totally in the Shabbos before Rashchodesh Nisan. V'loi Pligi, there's no Machlokes here. Ho di Yitli Rashchodesh Nisan B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on Shabbos, then you read Pashas Poro, comes out the Shabbos after Purim. Hod Yikla B'yem to Shabbos, here comes down in the middle of the week. Shash Yod Yikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'yem HaShabbos. Shlei Hutzriach Lahaktim Pashas HaChodesh L'Shabbos Shavro. Karin L'Shabbos Shavro Poro Aduma K'Rabbi Yachma B'chanino V'loi B'smuch L'Purim. It's when Chodesh Nisan comes out on Shabbos, so Pashas HaChodesh is on that Shabbos, then the Shabbos before is Pashas Paraduma. And it's not that Kotol in the Shabbos after Purim, but the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because you have to be doing your Paraduma is to make yourself Tor before Pesach. Ve'ekad dechal the Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'yemtza Shabbos. Shutrach the Likrois, Pashas HaChodesh b'Shabbos Lefneo, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes down in the middle of the week. Then the Shabbos before is Pashas HaChodesh. So then we have to read Pashas Poro like two Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because when the Chodesh Nisan is the middle of the week, so the Shabbos right before is Pashas HaChodesh. The Shabbos before that is Pashas Poro Aduma, which was the Shabbos right after Purim. So it depends on Machlokes. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Shabbos, then the Shabbos before is Pashas Paraduma, not the Shabbos after Purim. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes down in the middle of the week, then the Shabbos before that is Pashas HaChodesh, and the Shabbos before that is Pashas HaPoro, which is the Shabbos right after Purim. Vayte Brevi, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the fourth Pashas HaChodesh. Tana Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Ado Shechal Yus B'Shabbos, Kerin Ki Siso Maftirim B'o Yodo, V'Ezu Shabbos Rishoyna, what's called the Shabbos, the first Shabbos, called Shechaz Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias Besoichai. Any week that has Rosh Chodesh Adar, V'afilu Ber Shabbos, like Monday before, that the week that Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out, the Shabbos before that is Pasha Shkolim. V'Shniya, the second Shabbos is Zohar. Omar, we read the Pasha Zohar of the Amalek, Omar, Aftirim Pekarati, that's Taftirim. V'Yezu Shabbos Shniya, what's called the second Shabbos? Called Shechal Purim Lias Besoichai. It's always the Shabbos before Purim. V'afilu Ber Shabbos. Even when Purim comes out on Friday, Pashas means like we do, we read the Pasha Zohar, the Shabbos before. Bishlish is Por Aduma, the third Pash is Por Aduma, Umaftirim Vizarat Yalechim. The Yezuhu Shabbos Shlish is, what's the third Shabbos? Kol Shes Muchel Purim. The Shabbos right after Purim, Miachra, right after Purim, that's the Pash is Por Aduma. The Revi is the fourth Shabbos, is the Chodesh Hazeh, Umaftirim Koyim HaShem Lekim. The Rishon Yechol HaChodesh. That's the Aftarim.